Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
If you missed yesterday's program, you've got to be able to our earlier program, talking about the details, getting a biblical perspective of what's taking place in Israel as we have fresh communication right from Tel Aviv with Avi Mizrahi and an understanding of what's taking place. And today, this program, we're going to be talking about prophecies that have been spoken, and it makes you can't help but think, hey, these things are being fulfilled as we speak. And one of the prophecies we're going to be talking about is one that was given by John Paul Jackson. We refer to it quite often as the perfect storm, but it was given in 2008. And part of the prophecy that was given, just to let you know, said that the bear, Russia, would awaken. She would come awake and will come out of her hibernation, was the word. But then, understand, this is 2008, but she will also come down and take over Ukraine to be able to start conflict with a goal of raising the oil prices. And the reason why is because the economy in Russia will be crashing. Well, guess what? The economy's crashing. They came down in Ukraine, and what I didn't know until I found out about it, that Russia, Germany gets their oil from Russia, but it comes through the Ukraine. Europe gets their oil through Russia, but it comes through the Ukraine. So Ukraine had authority, had the pipeline that they could just clip it off. Mm-hmm. And so Putin coming into Ukraine can cause a crisis in Germany for oil. He can cause a crisis in Europe for oil, which causes the price to go up, and that's what he would want to do, what John Paul Jackson was prophesying about. He will want to do, and this is before they even awoke, because that's what he'll use. He'll get into office. He got into office based on he's going to increase the economy of Russia. Well, the only way he can do that to get out of debt now is to get the oil prices to go up. In addition, in the prophecy, he talked about Russia will be providing weapons to Iran. And the reason why he's doing that is so that it causes conflict in the Middle East, which will cause oil prices to go up. I mean, think how we just used our own oil in America, I don't know, for 10 years. We just shut down, quit buying, just stop for about 10 years. They said we have enough oil to last us for a long time through fracking and our own reserves. And some of our legislative people are saying that. And in the middle of our country, we have just so much oil. But if just for a defensive policy, just to defend ourselves for a while, let's just stop buying, sending our money off to these oil and let them go through whatever they're going to go through in the context of that. China will still buy it. And that it allows us to be able to get our bearings again. And we won't have to just say, well, the only way out of using foreign oil is to, figure out how to get wind blowing past your house to blow your windmill.
Yeah, right.
It only works in Texas, probably. It's very windy there. if we had to survive on a windmill where we're at, it'd be very bad.
Yeah, we'd be in trouble.
It'd be very bad. Go out there and blow on the windmill, son. So, but the one way to do that is like, my goodness, this thing is over power and oil and money, control. And but the partnership with evil partnering together, understand we can have our own ideas and concepts. And we're going to be talking in more detail about this. But if the devil partners with the devil, if somebody who's held captive for their own goals, held captive by the adversary with their own goals, partners with somebody else that seems to have similar goals, but yet they're held captive by the devil as well. Understand when they come together, they don't know what's going to happen. They don't have a clue what the devil's going to do.
That's right.
And how God's going to respond.
Mm-hmm. The stronger evil may win,
Yeah. Yeah. And many are the plans in a man's heart.
That's right.
But it's the Lord's plans that always prevail. And so we want to talk about in today's program about some of these prophetic words. And one particular program I talked about, the 7 years to bury, 7 months to bury the body and bodies, 7 months to bury the bodies and 7 years to burn the weapons. Mm-hmm. This is a prophecy in the Word of God, and that For whatever reason, suddenly, radical Islam will come together. It's happening, right? Mm-hmm. I believe our president turned over the United Arab League, turned them over to Putin.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he gathered them all together. They said, listen, just go deal with this Syrian issue and we'll pay for it. So that's what the Muslim United Arab League said, just like 21, 22 nations. Mm-hmm. They said, Mr. President of America, if you'll go deal with this, we'll pay for that war. Deal with Syria. He just said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I don't know what he did, how he said. But what he did was, he said, here, Putin, you got it. And he passed that power over to the president of Gog. And now, and you have Russia's very friendly with radical Islam. Very friendly, and they have same evil goals, it looks like, right, to be able to rule. And eventually, you know, the prophets talk about eventually, and history talks about that they'll want to off each other. They're not going to go forever. They're going to go until their means, until their end comes, and then one's going to try to take over the other. It won't go that way, I don't think. But suddenly what's going to take place, according to that prophecy, is all of a sudden all these people are going to come against Israel from every nation. Well, that would be radical Islam. And look what's happening as we speak right now. If you heard our last program, we're showing you exactly what's taking place right now in Israel. And Hezbollah is in Lebanon. You have Hamas is in the Palestinian territory now, part of the government there, which we support. 6% of what we send them, reports are, which we talked about in the previous program, goes to people who kill Jews, hurt Jews, maim Jews. The more you kill, the more you make. And so 6% of the money that we send Palestinians, according to that article, it goes to those folks who are hurting Jews. Wow. And we knowingly are doing that. So make sure you call your congressman or woman who actually decides whether things will be funded or not. They can pass all the laws they want to in America, but the Congress, your representative, says, well, we're not going to fund it. I mean, if, for example, if truly that our Congress thought Obamacare or Affordable Health Care Act was not something they wanted, there can be a law there, but they could say, well, we're not going to put money into it. Mm-hmm. It just stops it.
No funding.
So nobody in Washington, D.C. can say they're not for what's going on because they're funding it. They're either passing the law or they're supporting it by funding it. And it's just becoming, you know, like the majority, right?
Mm-hmm.
Irrelevant. So some of the words that have been spoken, one particular prophetic words that was given, 31 prophetic words that was given by Jim Baker some time back, and all of them have come to pass except for one. And the one word that has yet to come to pass is nuclear material will be found, and I believe it's in Kedron Valley, but definitely be found in Israel. Mm-hmm. And we're going to make that available to you where you guys, you can listen to this word and you can get it. But all 30 have come to pass, but this 31st has not come to pass, and it was nuclear material found in, I believe, Kedron Valley, but definitely in Israel. Some of the other words that was spoken in 2008 was given to John Paul Jackson, and this is available to you on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. We're starting to see the fulfillment of these things. Israel will experience new and more devastating attacks with physical nuclear material being released, which lines up with what? This is John Paul Jackson getting that word. Israel will retaliate with missile strikes. This was all spoken in 2008. Suicide bombers escalate against and in Israel to the most frequent in history. I mean, it's amazing the missile attacks that are going on. Israel will bomb Iran, and anti-Semitism will escalate as fuel costs soar, which Putin's going to get the money that he needs if he's in that paradigm. And missiles coming out of the water of the Mediterranean towards Israel, they'll be coming out of the water. And so this is some of the things that people will ask. He said that, and he's seeing these things in headlines in a prophetic vision. He said, what other secret weapons does Israel have? Has Israel played all of her cards? Mm-hmm. Israel says, if missiles hit Jerusalem, Mecca will be hit within minutes. Mm. And by the way, Mecca is the place where Muslims go to this journey to find themselves and to find their God. And that's where you see them walking around. Hopefully, we have a picture to show you that. But it's a hole in the ground. They're waiting for their Savior to come out of this particular hole. According to the Quran, he'll come out and put a mark on you, which says that you're right and not wrong. It's the actual opposite of what Revelation says about Jesus coming back. Right. Their Savior's coming out of the ground, and ours is coming in the clouds.
Come on.
And remember that the beast gives you a mark, and they're seeing the mark as a positive thing. That's how they'll make war with the Son of God, because they think that they're right.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Quran, you know, what is said is that Jesus will come back. He's a prophet. He'll come back, but he'll have to apologize for calling himself the Son of God, Jesus.
Mm.
And he will be the assistant to their Savior coming out of the ground. He'll just say, that ain't going to happen.
Mm-mm.
And so these things are coming to pass as we speak. And so you always wonder, what's really going on with the massive part of the population? As a matter of, here's a picture of Mecca right here. You can see it going up. This is Mecca. The tent is covering a hole in the ground, called a well. They're waiting for their eventual Savior to come out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's people, you know, walking around in circles around that. That's what you're seeing right there, Muslims. And so what the prophetic word was, this is prophecy. Nobody said this in Israel that I know of. This is just John Paul Jackson seeing prophetically what was going to be said in the headlines was, if a missile hits Jerusalem, Mecca, which is what you're looking at, will be hit within minutes. That's major.
Yeah, it's huge.
Sad to say, you know, that the world says, oh, you know, beat up Jews all you want to, beat up Jerusalem all you want to, throw bombs into Israel. It's like, yeah, that's kind of tough. It's an issue. You know, one mosque, one thing in Mecca, and people just freak out. It's like, what? That is so Jezebel. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wait a minute. If you didn't care when Jesus got hurt.
Hello.
And now you care when you're stuck. You are a devil. That's a devil. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know.
And what's interesting is that now of all times that these rockets from the Gaza Strip from Hamas are actually reaching to the point of Jerusalem. I mean, there was
four of them who were in Avi was shot.
Yeah, which has never been done before that type of distance. Always those rockets have come to the southern border, so they're actually now attempting Hamas's to go in deeper. So it's like, okay, it's on.
Right, and what. We're sensing in the context of all this is some of the things that were spoken of prophetically is the whole world's going to be in crisis. That the kingdoms, this is going to be the best times the church has ever seen. But it's the church, not by name only. I mean, it's people who are listening and abiding with God and great exploits, a harvest of 1 billion souls. But we're going to talk about. The 7 months to bury the dead, 7 years to burn the weapons, China, how they're positioning themselves to be the new world power, the right of strategy that's being laid out according to John Paul Jackson, and riots bigger than ever been seen in history is going to take place in America.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like the mob Robin Hood type mentality going on. More we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Well, everyone just sat down for dinner and your cell phone rings.
I'm John Fuller with Focus on the Family Minute, and Jim Daly spoke with author and marketing expert Lewis Upkins about how to avoid that cell phone and the importance of being present and undistracted with your family.
One of the things that Gene and I do, we don't do electronics at the dinner table.
Absolutely.
I mean, just as a rule of thumb. And parents can do some things here. Set some boundaries. This is the rule of engagement here in the house. You have time to do that, but these certain times you're not going to be allowed to do that. Now, they're going to fight you on it.
But it's a simple courtesy. I mean, you
right.
never walk into a meeting with your cell phone and tweeting and checking emails if you were engaged with a customer. So the same thing applies. I think we just have to set that expectation.
Hear more from our guests today on this station or at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
If you're tired of religion, think about this. If you're tired of all these mechanisms and supporting these ziggurats and these all these things going on, if you're ready to get into the kingdom, you know, find someone who's hearing from God. Find a gathering that's hearing from God. Find an apostolic center. Find one of those hubs. Maybe the VFN Dream Center's for you. You know, we're located on the Gulf Coast in Pensacola, Florida, a very significant things that have happened since God told us to establish it here. But they're all around the place. North Carolina, you have Morning Star, you have Church of His Presence in Alabama with Pastor John Kilpatrick. Mm-hmm. You have IHOP Kansas City with Mike Bickle. You have Chuck Pierce, Zion Ministries in Corinth, Texas. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He got the good one. He got Texas, man. And so it's amazing what and so God is doing this all over the place. But you want to get into that place.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Mexican borders, the prophecy 2008. Believe it or not, the borders are being spoke about in this particular prophecy from John Paul Jackson, which you can get on the VFN Torch, but it seems to be coming to pass. The prophecy is terrorist activity will hit America again, and a flaw in the border detection system is discovered on both the Canadian and the Mexican borders.
Hmm.
What they're talking about right now, they're talking about there's a flaw that in the policies that opened a window for people to be able to proclaim, I feel like I'm in danger. I feel like I'm in danger. And and all of a sudden they get asylum. Temporary asylum, and it seems like you know permanent, but it's like that was prophesied about. It was prophesied about, and we're going to have these available for you. But understand, Israel's surrounded right now, and America's this is what General Boykin, God bless General Boykin, just stated yesterday on the Blazes. He's been interviewed by the former CIA. Operative agent, can't think of his name now, but Boykin says in the long run that Congress, which is your representatives, you, America supports Israel. Mm-hmm. So in the long run, this battle will be lost, but it needs to be taken to Congress because Congress will stand up for Israel. Mm-hmm. It'll be cross party lines. They will stand up for Israel. And we just got to pray to get this whole issue to Congress, and all of a sudden we'll stand up and defend her. And the question was, how bad does it have to get before this will happen? And he said, I believe he said he didn't know. But you're thinking about, you know, she's surrounded by these, which just totally concretes the reality and the awesomeness of God. I mean, why in the world would you be so enamored with this piece of small property? You got all the oil, mm-hmm. you got all this luxury, you got the Arab Emirates, you got Jordan,
you make your own in Dubai. I mean, you made your own.
Yeah, but just you know, all that. And it's like, I'm not happy till I crucify Jesus.
Mm.
I'm not happy till I crucify the Jews.
Mm.
I won't know. This is what Satan would say. I don't want any follower of God on this earth. I only want followers of me. It's a battle between God and Satan.
Mm.
And what Satan said, the only ones he wants left on earth are the ones that serve him, serve idolatry and greed and lust and all these things, bow down to him. And God's not going to let it happen. Mm-hmm. But that's his goal and driving that. And so you start thinking, you know, you think, this looks kind of schizoid. Schizophrenic is, you know, I had an opportunity to deal with schizoids before. And this one particular lady, she was taking her bipolar medication, and but she her stomach got upset. And because of that, she was not able to absorb her medication. So it wasn't, she wasn't taking it. Real nice lady. But what happens as soon as this medicine quit kicking in, she became someone else.
Mm.
Wow. And then she became someone else. And then she became someone else. And it boiled down to that she was schizophrenic. So you never knew what she was going to be. So schizoidism, I'm not giving you some medical term. I'm telling you what my experience with dealing with folks in law enforcement when I had to go there and deal with help people out. And she got better. She got her medication. Everything went great. But I can't help but look how schizoid it looks right now in the world. I mean, yeah. You cannot. And the interesting thing is, too, people are responding to today's government and leaders and all as if they really mean what they say and say what they mean, as if it's the same historical type forms of government. And it's like, no, it's schizoid. It's really schizoid. And it's like one schizoid act after another. And it's like people just, like a mob runs over this one particular issue and this topic. And they're going, oh, it's just terrible. I can't believe this is going on. And all they got to do is be schizoid, change the topic or the narrative, mm-hmm. and put it over here. And then the whole crowd, and it's like, we're like puppets. We're like puppets, you know? And then that's when God began to reveal to me when I cried out, I'm like, what's going on? And that's when he began to show me that this is Alinsky 101. This is Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, a book that was dedicated to Lucifer and its front cover, who uses these kind of techniques, which is taught by our president for 4 years, operating. He was mentored along with Hillary Clinton, reports are, by Saul Alinsky. Although President Obama, then Barack Obama, worked for him as an organizer, Hillary Clinton went to school and wrote a paper about him. And it's out now. It's no longer sealed, so we're going to make it available to you on the VFN Torch soon. And this is what happened. I was watching an interview with Marshall Gantz, and I was just like, wow, you know, that's so powerful how they help organize the farmers and the pickers and all those guys to be represented. And I was watching all of this and listening and learning, and I was a community organizer myself. Didn't you know, really want necessarily think about, hey, I'm going to be a community organizer. I was asked to be. And then I learned all the techniques. I went into training. I went to California to learn the techniques. I sat with organizers from around America and saw what was going on. But then I saw the root of it. I saw what they were doing. They were not all organizers, but this particular group was infiltrating the church and using the church, the people in the church who had a desire to do what was good.
Mm-hmm.
And using them as the tool to get what they want. Mm-hmm. You know, first organize you around what you want and then turn you in the direction that they want. That's how it works. That's how organizing worked. That's why I left it. Mm-hmm. But Gantz said this. This is what Marshall Gantz said. And he's a well-known man that's used these techniques for years and taught these techniques for years. And organizing itself is not bad. It depends on who's organized you and why. But Gantz said this on the Moyer Show on PBS. He says, it's like Saul Alinsky says, and this is where I was introduced to Saul Alinsky because I didn't know anything at this point. He says, organizers have to be well-integrated schizoids.
Hmm.
Organizers have to be well-integrated schizoids because you have to polarize to mobilize and depolarize to settle. But without polarization, you're never going to mobilize anything. And yeah, then there's a time to negotiate. Let me say this again. This is what Marshall Gantz said on Bill Moyer's show, which began me on the journey of finding out they're using Lucifer tactics to be able to do this. It says, it's like Saul Alinsky says. Now, he's quoting a man who wrote a book. He's quoting a man that wrote a book that dedicated it to Lucifer. As a matter of fact, I might have the book.
Yeah, it's out there.
Oh, jamming crickets. It's Rules for Radicals. Inside the book, it's dedicated to Lucifer. Right here somewhere. He says he's the first one that used this technique. I'm sure you're probably going to see a better image of it. And then on the back of it, it says by the Chicago Sun-Times that Barack Obama, not the president at that time, he was actually teaching it for 4 years and was part of the organizers working for Saul Alinsky. And so he's saying, Marshall Gantz, who, by the way, what I found out, he was part of the president's campaign. Huh. That's what he was talking. He's being interviewed by Bill Moyer, which is nothing wrong with any American citizen working in your campaign. But if you're hiring Saul Alinsky to mm-hmm. work your campaign, it's like, ah. And he's not Saul Alinsky, but I'm just saying, mm-hmm. he's saying, listen, Bill Moyer. He says, it's like Saul Alinsky says, organizers have to be well-integrated schizoids. And you tell me, come on, you tell me this has not been schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Every night, sometimes several times in a day, walking out in the Rose Garden and delivering something like, that's like total opposite of what was just said 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or while Congress, you see the Congress being interviewed, like, that's schizoid. She didn't crash her hard drives. They didn't crash. That's schizoid. And for you to believe, that's schizoid.
Right.
You know, it's just like, and it's just crazy, but you understand that's a technique. It's like we need immigration reform and then pass policies that cause our borders to be flooded by illegal immigrants breaking all of our laws to come in to our country and saying we need to, we're going to send them back. Well, that's kind of schizoid because you actually created policies, reports are, that caused this environment for them to be able to come in, whether it was intentional or not, or collateral damage or not, that happened. Or you look at, you know, the Governor Brewer out of Arizona, who's on the border of Mexico, and she's crying out before the entire country, I need you to come and enforce the federal laws. We have people coming over and hurting our folks. Mm-hmm. And it's the federal law. And that's what the executive branch is supposed to do, is go down and enforce the laws. But instead, they file a lawsuit against her and say, we're not going to back that law up. That's schizophrenic. That's what that is. It's like the woman that didn't take her meds because she took them, but America needs some meds.
Yeah.
And the thing is that, but you understand this. It's not, nobody's crazy here. This is a technique. And right now, to this point, you know, outside the grace of God, it's working because people are falling for it continually and talking intelligently about what this organizer could care less about, because there's an ultimate end. When he says organizers have to be well-integrated schizoids, because you have to polarize people. That's what's happening in America right now. You have to divide everybody up to mobilize them, and then you depolarize to settle. But without polarization, you'll never go into mobilize anything. And yeah, then there's a time of negotiation. So all this chaos has nothing to do with what's going to happen in the depolarization, the settlement. And the negotiation has nothing to do with what's going on right now. And more we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
One. God, the creator of the universe, loves you. He has a plan for your life. He wants to walk with you and make his heart known to you. He wants to forgive you of where you failed and you made mistakes, where things came to an end and you think there's no hope. There's hope. There's hope in Jesus Christ. That God is wanting you to meet him. He's not far from you, but he had to make a way for you to get to him. And he did that through his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you've got to meet Father God. Jesus came for one reason. He came for this reason at all, to make the Father known. That's our ministry to you. We want to make the Father known to you through his son, Jesus Christ. We shared a couple of our stories. We didn't share everything, but you know, the ones that we did share, we're just trying to tell you that we're just like you, you know, and maybe worse, you know, that we needed God, you know, that, I was going the way of the world. I was lost. I looked for love in all the wrong places. I ended up on a dead end street. All those different things that you go through in your life. You run after wealth and things and geographical locations and people and all that. And it just ends with the same, probably worse, because now you have all these things that you went to that just left you high and dry and ashamed and all that. Let me tell you something. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. He's made a way that he can forgive you, cleanse you, and all of those wrongs and all that sin. He can totally take that away from you through his son, Jesus Christ. You got to meet him. Listen, he wants to know you. Are you ready to know him? You've got to meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
Talking about the app, I love the app. You need to go to Google Play Store or your Apple Store or your Windows Store, wherever you
That's right.
listen,
mm-hmm.
across all the platforms, we have an app for you. And it's the VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio app. You can continue to take VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio program on the go. We have podcasts for you that it downloads. Just it get right into your phone.
Just automatically.
Automatically. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was having a conversation last night with my sister. And she was telling me that a friend is going to Japan for the military. Mm-hmm. And she was sharing with her all the things that you know, have been discussed on VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio program, and how she was so encouraged. And she's like, well, she has a 15-hour flight, and she can listen to. I'm like, yes.
Oh, wow.
Tell her to get on the podcast. It will download right into her iPhone. It's right there. And she'll listen to it. Because you don't have any internet in Sky, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-uh.
And you can just listen and go. She's like, oh, my goodness, that's awesome.
You know, you talking about that, John, reminds me of an encounter that I had. There's a lady that I had met, and she travels so much. She travels from Miami. She's all over Florida, basically all up and down the coast. And we ended up just striking up a conversation about the Lord, and she was just sharing about how God's been speaking to her.
Mm-hmm.
And we just started talking about the radio program. And she was just like, what? And just really encouraged and intrigued, and we started talking about it.
VFN TV?
Yeah, the VFN radio program. And I looked down, and she had her purse, and then she had, obviously, like a cover or something for her iPad. And I said, is this your iPad? She says, yeah. And she just very, very, just opened up her iPad. I said, can I look at it real quick? She says, yeah. So I opened it up, went online, and went to the radio page, and then I went to the home, like the app, and I just downloaded the app for her. Put it right on her home screen. I says, here you go. And I showed her on my phone, showed her on the iPad. She ended up sending me a text. This was probably like a month ago.
Now, where does she work now? She works for
a hospital.
Okay.
But she travels and she works for, I don't even know. She works for multiple hospitals.
Right.
And she ended up sending me a text and she says, thank you so much for sharing me that app. I was up all night listening to segment after segment after segment, and I am so encouraged.
Wow, so you shared with her the VFN TV and the Daily VFN radio app.
Yeah, just download it right there.
Wow, isn't that encouraging?
Yeah.
We're hearing testimonies like this over and over and over again, and it really encourages us because we're here for you. We're here to keep the conversation light and to, by the grace of God, bring biblical perspective to the things that are happening all around the world and to share wisdom moments. And to share what God has been speaking to us prophetically about the coming days. And we're excited, truly excited every day to have this conversation with you as we're abiding and seeking God and to be here with you. So this is beautiful.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome back. We're trying to make sense of and speak prophetically, too, about what's taking place in the world today. And as right now, you know, and you can find out in detail by going to VFNTV.com, go to the VFN Torch, and you'll see series. One of the series is Organizers of the Night versus Organizers of the Day, or Saul Alinsky and the Rules for Radicals, Getting a Christian Perspective. And go there and begin to listen to this and watch it or listen to this and get a perspective, get some wisdom, and you'll find out that you can relax a little bit. It's schizoid for a reason. You have to wait and don't look at the right hand, look at the left hand. Just relax, and you don't have to get upset and go, they're doing this, they're doing that, they're doing this. And one good example of how, you know, the organizer would work, and understand, our president was an organizer for years. He taught it for 4 years for his mentor, Saul Alinsky, who wrote this book, Rules for Radicals. And in addition to being a constitutional lawyer, from what I understand, at least taught constitutional law, which means he understands all this. But when there was an argument going before America about should there be government health care, that argument was being lost. But what they did was they just went schizoid in their narrative, and they went straight there and says, okay, let's just jump in and let's polarize America over this a birth control issue. Let's go there and go tell the Catholic Church that they're going to have to go buy birth control abortion, provide abortions for their people. And what happened was, just like it works with the Saul Alinsky tactics, everybody began to talk about, they changed the argument to now it was about you can't force, you can't violate the First Amendment right and make us buy birth control and provide for abortions for our people. And everybody left the original argument, and narrative was the government's not supposed to be providing health care to the nation, not in a free country like that. And it's working every time. And but you got to go back and listen to these. And I went verbatim as God was revealing to me. I revealed them, and he showed me that, you know, we're not supposed to be organizing folks. God organizes us through his Son and by his Spirit. We may look busy about things, but we're supposed to be led by the Spirit of God, not by ourselves. And if there is any organization, it's because God's a God of order, and he's the one that's bringing that together through that leader there in the context of that. We're not supposed to manipulate government. We're not supposed to manipulate people and all this kind of stuff. But the world is the world, you know, whatever. But to understand, you know, why it's schizoid. And every day it's just another a bipolar response. And they literally have part of the 13 rules for radicals is you got to have a bipolar narrative. You got to be able to say, you know, if it's, for example, Islam has a bipolar narrative to the Gospels, to the Book of Revelations, through Jesus' return. It's the bipolar opposite. And they said, I mean, Saul Alinsky says, hey, this is Lucifer. Let's give credit where credit is due, because Lucifer's the first one to use these tactics. Mm-hmm. He organized a third of the angels now in the presence of God against God. So you can't say this is not powerful, but you can be peaceful and abiding with God, realize, okay, let them do all their schizoid stuff. Let me relax and see what the left hand's doing here. And one thing that I've seen since day one of our current leadership, they've been upfront about everything. They just realize it's going to take a little bit longer to get there. It's going to take some tactics and techniques that I've learned, but we're going to get there. And it's everything that he said he was going to do, he's going to do. And he said that he was going to have immigration reform. And Congress, which is you, your representatives, were saying, we don't want that way. So he says, I'm going to go around you. I'm going to go around Congress. But he's not going around.
And have a pen and have a phone.
Right. But the thing about it, he's doing what he said he's going to do. He says, I'm going to bring immigration reform. I'm going to do it. And so what he's doing is he's stepping outside of our Constitution, I don't know, allegedly. And he is going around Congress, he says, and he, with a phone and a pen, that's an organizer talk. And all of a sudden it's going to be bipolar, schizoid, these things happening. But the end result of it is that I'm going to push this thing. I'm going to polarize to organize, to mobilize, to be able to depolarize, to settle, and to negotiate. And we'll come out of this thing with a immigration policy. Mm-hmm. And so he's being who that's if he said he's going to, and everything he said he was going to do, he's done it amazingly. You know, he's done it. But the techniques are Alinsky. They're like Saul Alinsky type techniques. And it appears, you know, Satan's been doing those kind of things, Saul Alinsky says, for years. Wow. And it works on the human. But understand this, which means that, okay. We have to understand that we call our congressperson and we tell them, I said, listen, we as the church, we care about every nation. As a matter of fact, God's called us to go out and to make disciples of all the nations. And to be personally honest with you, you know, many Americans don't even go in the mission field anymore. So the very fact that the nations are coming to us is really a good thing, because now we can obey God and tell them about Jesus.
That's right.
Right? But think about it. And it's like the First Nation man with Promise Keepers, and he talked about all the broken treaties and all these different negative things. He said, but I've got to tell you that the white man brought us the gospel of Jesus Christ, and now today I'm saved. Powerful, powerful message. Yeah. And if we won't go to the nations could come to us. But then we say, but get involved as our congressperson and say, obey the laws. Have people come through an area that they can be protected and get the right medications and be placed in the right way and go through the right proceedings. Because all the people that immigrated legally into America, it's fueling a bipolar negative. And there's so many people out there that just put people in pockets just because the color of their skin, because of their ethnicity, because of their race. And if you're from this particular nation, like, for example, if you're from Mexico and you did everything right and you are American Mexican, you are total 100%, you know, loyal to the country and all that. But then you're letting somebody who didn't come the right way in there. There's some people who put these guys in the same basket. They'll put them in the same. They're not the same at all. One is a law-abiding American citizen.
That's right.
And the other one is an illegal immigrant who you empowered to come across, and you are going to cause people to start thinking negatively of the people who are our brothers and sisters and fellow citizens. And we're, you know what I'm saying? We're a melting pot of who we are. And it's going to hurt legal immigrants. It's going to hurt people who paid the price of going through Ellis Islands and the those processes of being able to get here the right way. And so it's hurting America in so many different ways, but it's bipolar. It's schizophrenic. And what's happening? This is what I believe. I believe that our leaders, our president said that he wants certain people, not everybody, but certain people, they want immigration reform a certain way. And that's the way he does it. And if you get mad at me when I bring out my hammer, every time you ask me something, like, I'm a carpenter, it's all I got's a hammer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm an organizer, you're asking me to do something, I'm going to use my techniques. I'm going to be an organizer. So then, okay, we can understand that, and we can continue to pray for our leaders and say, okay, then we can get back to our Constitution. We can pray. We can vote. You know, we can vote our values. We can hold our leaders to the Constitution. And that alone, if it's done right, will prevent anything that's done wrong and unconstitutional, and it can undo it. Because if it's unconstitutional, and the court system has really been very impressive, you know,
it's really interesting. You know, it's just our opportunity right now as Americans and really as a church to be able to. There's two sides of this story, but right now I'm hearing reports of how churches are flooding the border right now with all sorts of helps and gifts and needs and ministering to these children that are coming illegally. But, you know, at the same time, there's that balance where you have folks that are coming in. What else can they be bringing in with them? You know, what else?
Well, listen, they are identifying, I believe it's ABC News is identifying, some reports are identifying that there are gangs coming in.
Yeah.
And that we treat teenagers as children, but these are teen gang members of this MS, whatever they are.
MS-13.
MS-13. Which is like cut your limbs off, cut your head off, throw your hang a body from a billboard. Terrible, tragic things. And if you had teenagers, you know, and you were one, just because you're not innocent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And if your influence is on that, you know, gang type things are going on.
Even just that gang alone, the government had a policy where they would take them, put them on an airplane, send them back. And they did studies and reports how 5 years later they would find themselves back into the country. And this was before we knew what was going on the borders.
Yeah, and so some of the things that have been prophesied about is that there will be mobs and gangs that begin to come into different cities and different areas. And God spoke to me specifically about mobile gangs and G-A-N-G-S gangs. And John Paul Jackson describes it as almost like the Robin Hood thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when all of a sudden you don't have anything because things shut down, something happens to your jobs, your power, some sort of crisis happens, earthquake, fires, you name it, there's lots, plenty of them. Then you start looking, hey, my wife needs some help, or my children need some food. And then Bob goes, yeah, we need some too. And then, you know, Jim at the street is going, yeah, man, we are totally out. Let's just start walking around looking for, let's look for some, maybe we can find something.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to look at that and they're going to go, that's a gang.
Right.
And kind of like it is, but it isn't. It's people trying to survive. And when you, I don't know if you saw the particular movie, it was called Armageddon or whatever it was, but the progression of of human nature is it gets worse and worse as men start to survive and start panicking and protecting and hoarding and these different things. And what it is people just go into the survival mode. This is one thing they said in that movie, Armageddon, and we'll go to break and come back. They said, rich people are nice until they're not rich anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And America's the top richest country in the world. So we don't really know who we are until we go through a time of crisis. We'll be back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing. You know, Steve, I was over the weekend, Father's Day weekend, in fact, you know, or should I say Sunday, I received this text of a video.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm minding my own business. You know, I like just to mind my own business and look after my own dogs. But why? Why did I receive a text message from someone on this radio program, not me or you right now?
Oh, okay.
That would be Pat, but I'm not mentioning any names.
Say the names, okay.
But he sent me this video of his two dogs. Okay, yeah. I gotta admit.
I love your dogs.
Hey, man, dogs are cool. Dogs are cool. You should get one. You should get one.
Okay.
He sent me this video,
right.
And these dogs, I gotta admit, Chris, it's actually kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
They're going back and forth. Do we have that video? What were they doing? Talk to us here. I think he spent hours training them to do this.
They're playing with the ball.
They're playing with. They got this. How big is Holly? Holly is a lad.
She is almost 80 pounds.
80 pounds. And how big is Samson?
I think maybe 8.
He may be 10, soaking wet.
Oxymoron here. Samson is a little, and Holly is huge.
Right.
But they're going back and forth, and.
But you notice Holly's on her back.
Yeah.
She's being gentle.
Very gentle. And Samson's the more aggressive. But it's just so cute. They're just going back and forth playing with each other. And it's like, oh, my goodness, this is so cute. How long did they do this?
Oh, this will go on for hours.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, they do this all day.
Really?
Oh, yeah, until Holly gets tired of him. Just like, swats him like a bug. Get away from me.
That is so cute. And he wanted me to watch the duration of this 30-minute video. That's a fact.
I only sent you about a minute of it.
It seemed like it was an eternity.
This one's about 3-minute version.
Oh, okay.
And I had to turn it off.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to put this available. We know that Pat has a lot of time. But we're going to put this available for you on the torch so you can see. But Holly and Samson, they're playing and getting it on. But it's so cute when you see these two dogs are complete opposite, you know, size. And they're just playing so nicely. It's like, oh, my goodness, some adults can learn from this video. Play nicely.
Right.
They're playing nicely. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Holly and the dogs.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, we're talking about some, you know, prophetic understanding, getting some wisdom about what's taking place. And when you really understand this, you'll have so much peace because you'll say, oh, it's not about all that schizoid statements and narratives and things. But you got to pay attention what's taking place. And I do want to say this. Do you remember when Mayor Ray Nagin came to, we went to a meeting, he gathered, some pastors got together with Ray.
I was meeting you.
Remember that going there?
Yeah.
And what he's noted for is standing up in the middle of Hurricane Katrina and cussing the name of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blaspheming the name of God. Mm-hmm. And during that time, he was taking money he shouldn't be taking. He got sentenced to 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
10 years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of odd, some of the things that we were seeing when, and that was like, why would you bring pastors here when you curse their God?
Yeah.
And said it he was again. Pretty proud of that, wasn't he?
Yeah, and said it again.
That's right. He said it right there in the group of ministers.
Yeah.
Which really, like, really? And, yeah, it's just totally amazing. But, yeah, he's got 10 years, serving a 10-year sentence
wow.
for what had happened right there. So understand this Mayor Nagin, former mayor of New Orleans, understand that how organizing works, according to Saul Alinsky, what, you know, Barack Obama then, but now President Obama had taught is it's working. It works. I mean, if you can organize a third of the angels, a third of the angels against, in the presence of God, against God, it works. Totally works. But God's folks don't have to be organized. Israel does not let them organize them. And you as a Christian, but you got to be willing to give up what's being promised to you. You got to be willing to say, okay, whatever. I mean, I'll take this, but no strings attached. I'm still going to follow Jesus. I mean, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But remember what he said was, and this is so important because this is what I'm sensing in my spirit, because really, if you go back and listen to that series that I told you about, Organizers of the Day versus Organizers of the Night, is President Obama and Hillary Clinton are brother-sister. They're sisters and brother. They're sister and brother because in the context of their teachers, the same, not they don't have the same mother and father. But they both were fathered or mentored by Saul Alinsky. So when you've seen one, you've seen the other. So when you're seeing now former Secretary of State with her brother, who believes in the same thing that he believes in, the techniques, is and where Saul Alinsky and Hillary Clinton, that you'll find out in her paper and release it, had some conflict by she believed that you could use his techniques with political power. He believed that you couldn't. You had to stay totally away from any kind of leadership at all and go. But she says, no, you can use it. You can actually. Mm-hmm. Guess what? She was right. And so when you hear this schizoid news, I can imagine being the speaker, the person, the press secretary.
Oh,
you know,
goodness.
It's like, yeah, can like, I even face myself anymore because I'm having to deliver these bipolar schizoid messages, and they're very purposeful. There's a reason why it's happening. But Marshall Gantz, like I said, he said this on Bill Moyer's show on PBS. He said, it's like Saul Alinsky says, and this is one of the campaign managers or the ones that worked in the campaign for the president's first mm-hmm. election. Organizers have to be well-integrated schizoids because you have to polarize to mobilize and then depolarize to settle. But without polarizing, you're never going to be able to mobilize anything. And yeah, then there's a time to negotiate. In other words, nobody's going to negotiate anything until you get everybody divided. And polarized means you start to get picking sides. And look at how America's been polarized. Every issue, everything. There's two sides to everything, or three sides or four sides. And everybody's like sand, you know, so the polarization is taking place. So what's next? Well, the next thing is to depolarize and settle. Something's about to happen, like Israel being pushed and nudged and that mm-hmm. type of thing. But there's something inside of me since, in the context of them, of Hillary Clinton and President Barack Obama both being son and daughter of their mentor, Saul Alinsky, is that he is the polarizer and mobilizer, and she is preparing to step up and be the depolarizer to settle and the negotiator. Because he spent 8 years polarizing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hacking away, you know, doing whatever, just all the division. It has never been a depolarization yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's going to be possible in the context of how much time's left. But you look, when you start hearing Hillary Clinton talk, she's talking about as if she wasn't on his side. She's talking like they didn't have the same spiritual, or they didn't have the same organizing mentor, Saul Alinsky. But they did. And I don't know what happened in that room when they met, when they were running for president way back when, but it came out where maybe, I'm not, I don't know, but maybe they said, listen, he'll be the polarizer and you come in there and you're going to be the depolarizer. He will mobilize and you will bring them into settlement. He will get this nation where we feel it needs to be, and you will learn, you will help them learn to live with it. So you'll walk in the victor. He'll take all this heat. He'll do all this stuff because you know what it's like to be, you know, Saul taught us how it is, Saul Alinsky. He told us it's going to be rough and you're going to be, you know, like a schizoid. You're going to be all, you know, whatever. But you got to do that because, you know, one of the campaign workers said, Marshall Gantz on Bill Moyer, you cannot organize anything until you mobilize it and polarize it. So this has been 8 years of polarization.
Wow.
8 years of polarization. And so... don't think in the wings there's not somebody that wants to be the next leader, which could be considered, according to Revelation chapter 2, you, whoever's teachings you follow, that's who your daddy is.
When his term is ended, it'll be 8 years, right?
Yeah, when his term, yeah, term is ended, it's been 8 years, that all of a sudden the next part of Alinsky is 8 years of depolarizing and settling. Because how could she speak so against what she actually worked with and worked for and was mentored by the very same and wrote a paper on it? And it's like, because its whole thing is working in an area of 16 years of polarization and mobilization, then depolarization and settle, and now we'll negotiate. And all of a sudden people say, whew, I'm just glad that we don't have to pay for abortions. But they're happening.
Right.
I'm just glad that you can marry your dog. You know, you don't have to marry your, you know, just all these different things, these narratives. And it's like, it all shifted. Everything shifted. And all of a sudden, she rides in the, I wouldn't call her the knight because she's a lady. But she rides in shining armor. But she's the next aspect of Saul Alinsky tactics. And she comes in and she truly believes that you can organize from within the political. He's proven that you can do it. She went out and organized the world, the most traveled Secretary of State in the history of the world. Look at it. What's happening in the nations right now? They have been polarized. They have been mobilized. And you're looking at nation fighting against nation. In and of itself, it's Saul Alinsky 101, the entire globe. And America chose these values. The question is, will we make a choice for those who continue with Saul Alinsky's tactics? Or will we go back and say, you know what? God, we want somebody with your heart, your values. We want to return to the original intent. Even if we don't get everything we want, Lord, dear God, save our country in this schizoid organizing efforts over our nation. And we shall fall at the cross and say, Lord, we're going to be your disciple. We're going to learn your ways and we're going to follow your ways. And we're going to teach others your ways. Jesus, you truly are Lord, Lord of my life, and you are Lord. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.